Day 6 of my fast and the insights I am getting. Day 6 of my fast. I made a lot of broth yesterday and the day before. Why a lot? Because when you order delivery, you save money by ordering more than $35 worth of stuff. And I tell you, $35 worth of broth ingredients is a lot. So I made it in 2 days in 4 big pots. Obviously I know what I am doing. I have learned cooking from the age 6-ish, so by age 8 I could cook dinner for the whole family. And I still practice, because mastery means better tasting food. Especially needed when you have a limited ingredients restriction because of your food list I muscle tested for you. Or for me. A lot of my thoughts go to food now that I am fasting. A lot. And I think of the future, what it will be like when I come off the fast. I am still weak as a wet paper bag. Or a kitten. But I still work. I sit on a stool I strategically positioned at the end points of any journey in my apartment so I can sit down. Lol. I may have found an exercise to ease the pain in my pelvis or sacrum. Alas, I can't tell where the pain is coming from. But the exercise is helping. I find that I wasn't toxic. That surprises me. Every testimonial I have read about fasting, and I have read many, talks about the furring of the tongue. I have had none of that. But I have, probably self-induced health issues, and I am hoping they can be corrected by the fast. Can my low metabolism be corrected? No. Can my stomach pain and persistent heartburn be corrected? Yes. And finally, can my muscle weakness be corrected? Yes. That's it. Oh, maybe one more thing, can my food intolerance issues be corrected? Some of them. So I go to Instacart and muscle test all the food items that I have been buying. Many made me sick. No milk or milk products, including goat milk, will be allowed. Ugh. What am I going to put in my tea? But almond and hemp are going to be okay again, so maybe I'll make almond and hemp milk. It's not the same as milk, but better than nothing. OMG, I will be able to eat chicken? It's not that I like it, but it is so easy to make a meal with chicken. And I'd love to have a spicy Popeye chicken sandwich again. I have been craving that for years. Not even being able to eat butter hurts. But it is what it is. If I want to be healthy, and be able to work until I die, which is my ideal future, then I need to do a lot more for my health than I have been willing to do. Not like a lot of people who have taken advantage of my free health measurements offer. In the past month I saw 8 people with treatable, healable cancer. 1 took advantage of knowing early and embarked on the healing regimen. 7 simply ignored the danger they are facing. Why? I like Seneca's quote where he says that we think we'll live forever. Is that the reason? Source says no. Oh, bummer. They don't believe me. It is arrogance. Arrogance is very expensive. Or better said, costly. It can cost you your life. Some of the things I discover can become incurable in a week or two. Why is there an epidemic of cancer? Because there is. I think it is because the culture is toxic. Everywhere. If you live by the culture, you set yourself up to get cancer. Maybe you already have it. And last, for today, a confession. I have a high tolerance to everything. We call it DLB here. While I made the broth, I wasn't supposed to taste it, but I did. And I then ate a few spoonfuls. It is cheating. Ultimately, I am not fasting in the strictest meaning of the word. But I don't feel deprived. Of course, hunger has returned. But I prefer hunger to being weak as a kitten, and to feeling deprived. So I'll have a cup of broth a day eaten by however many spoonfuls are in a cup. I'll make my final decision about this tomorrow. Maybe I'll be too hungry to bear. It is my fast, and I am the boss. Source says to do the fast for another 10 days. That will make it 17 days. I am okay with that. And then several days of eating just broth before I eat anything solid. That is why I made so much broth, about 2 gallons. In the meantime I experience some magic. Just reading the recipes for food I feel as if I have eaten what I read about. Most people get all hungry when they read about food. I get satiated. For me, reading a recipe doesn't demand that I make it or eat it in actuality. I am lucky that way. So what should you do now? I don't know. Probably, if you are committed to be well, the few of you, you should find out what is between you and being well. Use the coupon code NOSTRINGS to get it free. Get your free health measurements https://yourvibe.me/freehealth.